All right, welcome to the Sons of Fantasy Football League podcast, the last 2023 Sons of Fantasy Football League podcast. I won't go so far as to say the last one ever yet. But we're talking championship week, Super Bowl week in the Sons of Fantasy Football League. Joining me, not playing in the championship game from the Seawolves, Phil, you're giving up the trophy this week. It's going somewhere else.
It is going somewhere else. I'm okay with that. I've made peace. Although, I do think had I gotten in the playoffs, I would have made some noise. But not in the playoffs. Obviously, not the scoring or season I had hoped for. But playoffs have been super exciting. We've got a Thursday night color rush, Browns, Jets, true color rush, not even the made-up version that I like to speak to every once in a while. This is all helmets, all jerseys. Decided to put this one on Amazon Prime. Excited to talk about this week.
Thanks for that 45-second intro. Appreciate it. Playing in the championship game, looking for his third second-place finish in his life in the Soffle. From Take Your Ball and Go Home, Shane Stein.
Do I dare say we've been here before?
Yeah.
we've been here before. 35-3 ain't shit. Yeah. we've been here before. Feeling a little dirty. I had a shower twice on Monday night. Feel really bad for the Bull Weevils. I've done some sick things in my life. That was one of the sickest.
No, you know, I love what Bull did, but this is on him. Yeah, you don't pick up two quarterbacks to block a guy that you're not even going to play until week 17, and then you end up playing the wrong quarterback. It's karma. He deserved it. But I've seen a lot of the sick things that you've done, and that was not sick.
Yeah, this isn't even top five. Of things I've been there firsthand to see.
I'm glad that you opened with that, though, Phil. If you were paying attention, the Seawolves rounding into form, leading the league in scoring last week, with 129 points. Just in time for the playoff semis. The team was there. They just needed to get in.
It was built to win. Just so happened the matchups didn't line up this year. And it's a matchup league. Plenty of other leagues if you don't like it. And unfortunately, it just didn't work itself out this year. I mean, Cause was 7 or 8 wins. I had 5 or 6, even though I had more points. I had a lot more points against. That's just how it goes. It's fantasy football. Plenty of other leagues if you don't like it.
Listen, I know what you're trying to do. It's Christmas week. Not only is it Christmas week, my kids were downstairs at 5 a.m. Well, actually, that's what time we let them come downstairs. They were downstairs at 3:45 in the morning on Christmas. We made them go back to bed till 5. They were done at 6:30, and by 9 o'clock, Emmett was telling me he was bored and had nothing to do. So, you can't phase me. I've been phased already this week.
I've got a good melatonin darts link I can send you from Amazon. That's what you got to use next time.
Yeah. So, Shane put together an agenda. I think trivia was next.
That agenda was fake, but
no, I know.
I just want to touch on, I mean, what a roller coaster. Last week we had 2 great games in the semis I wanted to touch on. I mean, me and Bowles, we talked about the ending. I mean, it was nuts. I mean, we get the George Pickens comes out of the gates firing.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Perfect prediction. An absolute perfect prediction from podcast host Seawolf.
I've been sending my friends the link for the podcast from last week. And I'm saying, listen to the minute 23:30 mark. And let me know what else advice you need. And it is, I mean, it was to a T. It was Rudolph's going off. I'm going to have to eat crow with all of the Mason Rudolph truthers I've just been burying on Reddit the last 2 years. Pickens, two tutters. It's exactly what happened. And I called it, I believe I called a 12-point win. I think you might have won by 10.
So you called a 12-point win and I won by 12.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It was 95 to 83. Right.
You were five points off on both sides.
It was exactly right. And yet I can't cash an SGP. But for the sake of the podcast, I'm sure we've got a lot of loyal listeners that did tail it. Congratulations. Hopefully you were able to put an extra nice gift under the tree.
Well, I know who wasn't happy about it, and that was Bull. Saturday night, Bull's one of the nicer guys you're going to ever meet. He sent me some choice words that I can't even repeat on this family podcast about the Seawolves.
God forbid we lose one or two of the 10 subscribers we have.
You're talking about not hitting SGPs. I don't know if I've hit an SLB all year. A single leg bet.
All right, so Bull does listen.
Oh yeah,
Bull does listen.
Why would he not text me? I'm the one that made the prediction that the Oracle could have told him about.
Yeah, there were some choice words. I would, in fear of being canceled, I could not repeat on this show. And I've said some things. But yeah, what a crazy week. And then the other matchup comes right down to the wire too.
The score doesn't do it justice with how close that game was.
Sure, probably went. Debo Samuel gets a first down by about an inch on like their last drive. If he gets tackled, doesn't get the first down, sure, probably holds on for the win. Literally came down to an inch or two. So that was crazy. I texted Bull at the start of that game. The only thing I really had going for me was I think I've been the luckiest person in the league for the 9 years we've been doing this. And I'd have to say Bull's probably most unlucky, maybe other than Sure. One of those two has probably been.
So how was that going for you before the game?
Before the 49ers-Ravens game, because I needed a shit ton of luck, because I mean he was only down what, less than 10 points.
So you kept it going is what you're saying.
Yeah, like he needed Purdy to score 10 points to win. I mean, obviously in that situation you're gonna need something very lucky to happen.
You're saying throwing 4 interceptions is bad.
Correct.
And having negative points from your quarterback is bad. When you have 25 points today and Shane, you called it Thursday night not playing Stafford, you got exposed. Just totally.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Your body ready? All right.
Best performances in championship week history?
I thought about it, but that one took way too much research. I didn't realize I cashed my was that Kareem Hunt that scored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I had a nice little Kareem Hunt touchdown score.
Passing touchdown and a rushing touchdown.
I was going to throw off trivia by saying Todd Gurley and LaDainian Tomlinson.
It is neither. But,
oh my God. What just happened?
Sickeningly enough, I was going to play Kareem Hunt in this game, so I didn't. I dropped him, so I had to play him for the tutter score.
Smart.
But anyway, so last trivia of the year. I feel like you guys can do well with this one. So we're going active rushing leaders. There are currently 14 active players that have over 5,000 rushing yards. Can you name them?
It feels like such a low number, but.
Oh, man. Give me Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's number one, 9,307 yards.
I'll go someone in tonight's game, Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, number 7 on this list. 6,207 yards.
Give me number 1 keeper since the first time we touched the ball, Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb would have been in this game, number 5 on this list. 6,511 yards. Will he ever run again? That's the question.
He was keeper bait at the deadline. Nobody bit.
No, he did get traded.
Never mind then.
He went, get traded to the flock.
Sad state of the league.
I think he's done it this year. Christian McCaffrey.
CMC. I'm sure we'll talk about later. Number 8 on this list. 6,121 yards.
Give me reason for every question, Mr. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is on this list. He's 10th, 5,709 yards. I feel like that's really low. Considering this is his 7th year, I believe.
The guy stinks.
Zeke.
Damn it.
Zeke Elliott, number 2, 8,811 yards.
Give me Mr. Joey Mixon.
Joe Mixon is number 6, 6,236 yards.
This might be a bad guess based on, I thought Dalvin Cook would have more, but Saquon?
Saquon Barkley is the last guy on this list.
Damn it!
Number 14, 5,126 yards. Gonna play for a softball title this week.
You're defining active NFL roster, right?
On an NFL roster.
Give me big game Lenny Fournette.
Lenny Fournette is 17th. What? I thought that was really incredible.
How do I
fourth, every... only 4,498 yards. Actually, is he even on a roster?
Yeah, he's on the Bills.
Bills.
He was actually returning kicks last week, I think. All right.
I couldn't believe that.
I can't believe he doesn't have 5,000.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, number 9. 5,784 yards. Now it gets tough.
Oh, I've already lost, so.
Guys are going to be kicking yourselves.
It's not my guess.
It's my guess. Give me a second here. All right, I'll pass.
Latavius Murray.
Great guess. Latavius Murray is number 3 on this list. 6,552 yards. Just looking at his numbers tonight, he's actually had a pretty nice career. coming into this year, 8 straight seasons of over 500 yards, and 7 of them were over 600. So, I mean, he's Nothing great. Just been pretty steady for a full decade.
How many we have left?
There are four left. Numbers 4, 11, 12, and 13.
I'm on Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt is number 18, 4,405 yards. I thought that was low as well.
Okay. I've got one. Reason for every question. All right, let me throw out another wrong answer. Go James Conner.
Yeah, I was thinking him.
So James Conner is the first guy off this list. He is 15. He's 4,598 yards.
5,000, you said, or 4,000?
4,598 yards.
All right, I'm going to go with Phil's fantasy ride or die, Austin Eckler.
Eckler's number 19, so you guys are all around the guys that are just coming up on it.
Okay.
4,298 yards. So number four is really tough.
Josh Jacobs is on this list.
I was going to say, let's go to the Desert Dogs backfield.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is number 11 on this list.
I can't believe that.
5,545. He's off to a really nice start to his career.
I can't believe he's had more rushing yards than big game Lenny.
Yeah, so number four is tough. Really pretty good player for a while. Last couple of years haven't been great. He's not technically a factor anymore. Melvin Gordon,
number four. He's on the Ravens.
He's on the Ravens.
Oh, my God. I had known he was rostered.
Number 12 and 13. How about another Raven for number 13, their best running back?
Ray Rice.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
5,223 yards.
Why did we not think she was going to do this shit?
And how about number 12? Been in the news a lot today and yesterday.
Travis Kelce.
Phil's favorite player.
AB.
He's looks like next year he's gonna be cooking somewhere else other than
Russ.
Denver.
Russ.
W1.
He's my favorite player.
5,307 yards. And no longer the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And they're going to pay him $87 million in dead money.
Yeah, $37 million next year to be like somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
System works.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I would have guessed. I would not guess Wilson had that many. I think I would have got Lamar, but not Wilson. For sure.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon, I would not have gotten him either.
I was going to give him.
Melvin Gordon.
That was a tough one.
What was the reason for the question? Oh, you just wanted to throw in quarterbacks?
I was just looking at tonight's game, and two of the players, Chubb, Cook, were associated with this team.
Are you sure Chubb's even at this game?
He smashed the guitar to start the game.
Oh, I watching. Missed that part.
I guess that's the Cleveland thing, kind of the pound the drum is... He was smashing a guitar into something.
Phil missed it because when he turned the TV on, he went to NFL Network first instead of Amazon Prime. So he was a little late getting there.
He was flipping through the channels, yeah. ABC, CBS, ESPN, NFL.
I was worried. What's his face? What's smashing people with helmets for throwing out racial slurs.
I love the meme of Mason Rudolph with the dented head.
The guy's the best quarterback the Steelers have. I don't think it's close.
Do you guys like the big dog memes from Tiger Woods? Did you go through them after last time?
Yeah, I like it. Really nice. Well done.
All right, big dog, let's go to work. Got a pick six from the Browns. It would be fun if we had defenses still in this league. But we don't.
Like to get an update, Phil. Did Mikey end up winning his fantasy championship that me and Kaz set his entire roster for?
I had to stop answering. I couldn't take it anymore.
And he stopped asking me, too, which is great.
He must have sent us 40 messages.
I just keep sending him the link to the rankings I use. Like this, just stop asking me.
When he said he was going to pick up Trevor Lawrence to start him last week, I was like, I wouldn't. I was
and thinking, he did. He did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you. But
yeah,
Shane had already set the rest of his lineup. So when he asked about the quarterback, Shane just responded, "Go with your gut." Yeah. All right. Well, we got one game to talk about this week. No need to talk about the third place anymore since it doesn't really pay out, but we do still keep track of who finishes third, so good luck to those guys in that paper title game.
Yeah, shout out to Amusement Park taking it seriously after they made a pickup today.
Yes.
Not sure why, but they want that third place bet.
Yeah, can't hurt, right? Can't hurt. But we did have some big news today in this matchup. So I don't know if Ed was planning on playing Amari Cooper. But Amari Cooper gets ruled out right before the game. So he's out. And then it also came out that Nick Mullins was being benched. And Jaren Hall is going to get the start. We haven't seen Jaren Hall in quite a few weeks for Minnesota. I think he started one game and like hurt his shoulder pretty quickly into that game. They had to, I think, pivot to Josh Dobbs then. And Mullins, it's not been great, but he's played admirably. 18 and 20 points last 2 weeks. 6 picks in those 2 games, but definitely not afraid to chuck it with 303 and 411 in terms of yards the last 2 weeks. So I know Ed was looking forward to getting Nick Mullins against that Green Bay Swiss cheese defense, and he's not going to get to do it. So he's looking for a quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, who he picked up a couple weeks ago, still not going to be playing, so probably should have dropped Rodgers before this game just to open up a roster spot, but
there's a few people you got to drop.
Yeah, should have dropped Rodgers and Cooper.
Andrews, Herbert.
Yeah.
Drop those guys, put Cooper and Rodgers in the IR slot.
Yeah, so now he can drop Mullins, obviously, so he only needs one quarterback. I don't know if we need to go through who he should pick up. I don't know if that would be... I don't know that Eddie listens anyway to this podcast, but it's weak out there. The top projected quarterbacks are Easton Stick and Jaren Hall, and then Jared Stidham. Papa Kaz talking to him about it tonight, and he said he would just drop Mullins and go to Jaren Hall. He said if you were going to play Mullins, why wouldn't you play the other guy against Green Bay? So I've seen Jaren Hall play. I don't know that I'd want to do that, but we'll see what happens. So
yeah,
this again, analysis says Minnesota will let the fifth rounder get a chance to start for them. Last time they gave him the ball, he had to leave in the first quarter due to a concussion. That's the expert analysis we pay for. Brought to you by ESPN Plus.
Yeah, this one was significant, especially after we've talked about the quarterback situation for Ed. He gets blocked by Bull on a couple guys. Herbert goes down. Mullins had a juicy matchup in a game where you figured he was going to be chucking the ball around. So I was a little definitely worried about him playing that game. I think I'm a little less worried about Jaren Hall, if that's the case. But still, I can see a situation where Jaren Hall puts up some numbers. Green Bay's secondary is trash. And Jair Alexander got suspended today. Right, one of their, probably if not their best cornerback, one of their best. So it's even worse. It's going to be interesting where he goes. I looked at it as well because I'm not thrilled about my quarterback situation. But there's just not a whole lot to fall in love with out there right now.
I would have given Flacco some serious consideration. As crazy as that is, he's been so good. And I have been a little bit of an oracle predicting playoff matchups. If I'm in, I may throw Will Levis in to that QB1 slot if he actually plays. That's one I would keep an eye on. He doesn't listen. I'm sure he's already has a fully baked strategy out for who he's going to play, but I kind of like Levis this week and thinks he gets to maybe 20, 25.
I could see some points in that Tennessee-Houston game. I think the interesting name to talk about is I think Brock Purdy's pretty questionable this week. If Purdy can't go, I think Sam Darnold's the pivot. I think Darnold could do some nice things in that offense, and obviously they get Washington, so I don't know if Purdy's, I guess he doesn't even have a questionable designation, so maybe I'm wrong about that, but I was thinking there was a real shot that Darnold might be the guy, but
Rudolph is still out there?
Yeah. I mean, I think it comes down to probably a list of three or four guys. I mean, it's either Hall, Stidham, or Levis are probably the three guys that you're looking at. I would have to say those are the top three. I see where you're going with Darnold. I'm not sure that he's going to be the starter.
No.
If he is, definitely put him in that mix. Just based on weapons around him. How much are the Niners going to need to throw the ball? I'm not sure. that could be a run fest all second half while they're up two or three scores. But
yeah, Purdy was a full participant in practice today, so looks like he'll be out there. Stidham's interesting. I mean, Sean Payton has kind of said he's interested in looking at Stidham for next year. I would have been curious to know if he'd gotten the news before noon, if Flacco would have been an option for him.
Yeah.
Cleveland defense has a really nice reputation, but I haven't seen that in terms of on-field production recently, so.
Well, he's playing against the Jets defense.
Oh, my God, he's wearing the Jets uniform. That's what, yeah, sorry. Yeah. He's wearing it's the Jets.
Radio.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, Jets defense is actually number one against the pass in terms of fantasy output. So
there it is. That those holds. Are the analytics you come for, listeners.
Yeah. It's bad out there. So Bryce Young probably has the best matchup other than Stidham, but dear God.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, that's it.
You just can't live with yourself.
Major stones to do that.
Yeah. No.
All right.
The Jets are playing two hand touch right now. I mean, no one wants to tackle and joke, and still somehow fumbled.
Yeah.
I've been proud to cut it back.
Watched the play where CJ Mosley was basically walking behind David Njoku. I think this is the player's response to Woody Johnson saying that Robert Saleh's job is safe next year, because I'm just wondering what you guys have maybe seen, if something more than me. What have you seen to believe that Robert Saleh deserves to be this coach next year?
What I've seen is there's going to be 7 or 8 other openings, and they're just like, fuck this, we're opting out, we'll get a picture.
There's going to be a lot of openings. That's actually a really good thing to talk about before we get to this matchup. So we already have the Raiders' job will technically be open. The Chargers' job. Those are the only two that were fired midseason, right?
Commies.
Oh, and Panthers.
Panthers.
Commies have not been fired yet, but Ron Rivera's office, I have an insider in the building, and that office is bare. It's been packed up.
He
knows what's coming.
He does not have any family photos left.
No.
Yeah, there are no pictures sitting on the desk in that office there.
Remember, Bill Simmons, it's Rowboat Ron now. It's not Riverboat Ron.
Yeah.
All right, who else? Tomlin's safe.
Tomlin's getting traded for 2 first-round picks to the Commies.
Belichick?
You heard it here first.
Belichick's in play.
Belichick's in play?
I don't think Vrabel's in play.
No.
Nobody else in the AFC, I would think, other than Salah, should get canned, but I think he's
safe. What about Dable?
He just won Coach of the Year last year.
I know.
It doesn't mean anything.
He's not getting fired.
How about Eberflus?
I was gonna say I wanted to see if Phil knew the Bears coach name.
No, I don't.
Yeah, so Matt Eberflus. You know, here's a funny thing about him. Usually when this is his second full year. Usually when you think of a new coach, like I can say, oh, they were an offensive coordinator. They were a defensive coordinator. I have no idea if he's an offensive guy or a defensive guy.
I don't even know if he was in the league before he got there.
He coaches Justin Fields like he is a defensive guy, but I feel like he was an offensive guy. So.
I don't even know where he came from.
Dennis Allen and Arthur Smith probably need to go.
Yes.
And then Arizona's not going to fire their guy yet. Seattle, Pete Carroll's probably safe.
I feel like anybody in the NFC South, you could make a case to Cam.
Todd Bowles.
And NFC North.
Todd Bowles
might be getting a raise.
Yeah, he's a mannequin.
I agree. I think he's terrible, but he's probably getting a raise.
Yeah. Dennis Allen and Arthur Smith need to go. So, yeah, there's going to be several jobs open. It's gonna be fun.
Tomlin,
you guys love that part of it, especially because you love the head coach carousel.
It's awesome. It's so
Black
great.
Black Monday.
I love it. I think it's
big flips.
I love when these bad teams fire people after a year or two, and then hire just hot garbage. Like, like the fact that Mike McCarthy was out for 2 or 3 years and got his name back in the coaching cycle. Like, yeah, it's going to be 2 years.
That Dallas job is hard. Like, that's not, he's done an awesome job with that.
It's going to be 2 years though, until people are talking about Ron Rivera being in the coaching cycle again. Like, he's just going to go somewhere for a year. People are going to forget how bad they are. And
well, you got to get one of these guys that's been an NFL announcer for a few years and start the rumor mill on him. Like, Cower, his name lived for 10 years after he retired.
Like, is it time for us to consider if Jeff Fisher is ready for a job again?
Oh, man, that'd be great.
It makes you wonder, like, if we're one of these billionaires and we owned one of these teams, like, would we be sitting around like picking new guys every 2 years if we didn't win in 2 years? Would we be patient enough?
Hey, you're like, not Sean McVay, you're out. Yeah.
Like, how would it be if we were the owners of an NFL team? Would we be patient for 3, 4, 5 years of going 6-11?
I think I'd just do a better job hiring. Like,
yeah.
what did Matt Eberflus do to win that job? He had to have the best interview ever. And then you hear a story. Like, I will say I'm not up to date on what coaches make in terms of like their salary. But the Lions coach, this offensive coordinator, who's like the hottest name on the market, he said he wants $15 million.
Yeah.
That got debunked.
Did it?
Yeah.
On TikTok?
Yeah. It was the same guy that said Pollard should go one overall in all of your drafts.
All right. So, can we talk about the touchdown that he didn't score last week?
Did you guys see that? Like, is he even draftable next year after that play?
I'm watching Zeke hurdle
He's
people.
He's going to a split committee backfield for the foreseeable rest of his career.
Yeah, he stinks. There's not a better running back situation this year than that team, and that dude just stinks.
I saw a lot of stuff on Christmas Day on X. You know, that's my platform. Moved off from TikTok. But I saw a lot of, like, the side-by-side images of Zeke, like, hurdling defenders and Pollard getting stuffed at the inch line.
Yeah. If he just runs straight to the pylon, it's a touchdown. But he tried to cut it back and into, like, four guys.
And not to put salt in open wound, Tony Pollard, not even an RB1 in our league.
He was.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
He was RB12 when we...
He's 14 now.
You don't know how bad the running back position is? Kyron Williams, I think, is second in the NFL in rushing, and he missed five games.
Yeah. You all laughed when Shane refused to draft any meaningful running backs or quarterbacks.
There's four running backs over 1,000 yards.
Ooh, trivia part two. CMC. Williams, Mozart, and Henry?
No. Derrick Henry's sixth at 972.
Ford?
No. Ford is 24th at 743. You'll never guess it because we were told for weeks that this dude stank too.
Oh, Lamar.
No. Lamar is 18th. He has more rushing yards than Jerome Ford, though.
Oh, my God. Look at that play by Flacco.
James Cook is third in the NFL in rushing with 1,038 yards. Two touchdowns, 26 more yards than Mostert, who has 18 rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
All right. That's enough of just the awful product that the NFL's been in 2023.
Look at that play by Flacco. The guy's the top 10 NFL quarterback right now.
It's not close.
I don't think it's close.
It's like he's throwing BBs.
He came off the street.
Baker Mayfield's going to get paid this season, too. That's going to be hilarious. I saw an article. It was, should the Bucks give Baker Mayfield the same contract the Giants gave Daniel Jones? All right, let's get into our game of the week. Only game in town. Loser leaves town matchup. Take your ball and go home. I'm going to put them at 8-point dogs. Right now they're 8-point favorites, but Ed's going to pick up a quarterback in that 16-point range. So calling it as 8-point dogs for take your ball and go home. Starting for the Teabaggers, Jordan Love, Sunday night at Minnesota. Isaiah Pacheco, Sunday against Cincinnati. Chuba Hubbard, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Pickens, Sam Laporta, Devontae Adams, and DJ Moore. Trevor Lawrence moving to the bench, rightfully so. He's earned that. Wild card in play, Pacheco. Obviously, having the CEH handcuff is nice there because I think Pacheco is very questionable this week. And Jerick McKinnon's on IR, so definitely have Chiefs running back slotted in that RB1 spot right behind Chuba Hubbard or right ahead of Chuba Hubbard. George Pickens update. He is wide receiver 24 on the season. And let me get you a DeAndre Hopkins update.
He is wide receiver 25.
Wide receiver 25.
Wow.
They are 0.1 separated right now.
You all laughed.
You all laughed. You all laughed. What a bet.
All right. Let's start with Devontae Adams. Got a matchup this week against Indianapolis. Pretty nice matchup. Adams looking to go over 1,000 yards. It's amazing to me that he hasn't done that yet this season. One catch for 4 yards last week in that very strange game that had the Raiders not completing a pass in quarters 2 through 4 and still beating Patrick Mahomes.
He had 6 targets, though.
Yep. Good matchup against Indy. Weather obviously won't be an issue in the Dome. What are your guys' thoughts on Devontae Adams this week? The Raiders have played well since the coaching change, but it hasn't always been offensively. It's been a lot of defense.
Yeah, this is a big one for me because he's turned into a player that's kind of a boomer bust, which is disappointing to see for a guy of his caliber. But Antonio Pierce has pretty much made it clear that he wants to play conservative. He wants to run the ball and play defense, and that's kind of he's a defensive guy. It's not a shock to see that, but he wants to play ball control, play solid D, don't turn it over on offense, don't make Aiden McConnell make too many plays. I'm going to need a nice Devontae Adams week. I'm not saying I need a big one, but I'm not going to be able to survive a 1-catch-for-4-yard performance against Ed's squad. I'm going to need Adams to get into the double digits, more in that 12 to 15 range, somewhere in there. It'd be nice to see him get one in the end zone this week, obviously. I think it is a nice Jacobs week. I think you can run on the Colts a little bit more than you can pass on them. But, yeah, it's been really disappointing. Obviously, I spent the big money on Adams and just hasn't really – he's kind of been one of the only letdowns on my squad.
He's boomer bust, so he's had 1 week, 36 points, another week with 21 points, and he's only wide receiver 20 on the year. Man, he has just fallen off a cliff. You take those 2 weeks away, and he's in wide receiver 4 or wide receiver 5 territory.
Yep.
What Shane's talking about with the coaching decisions there in Oakland, it's very AFC North football-esque. But I like him this week. I do think this is going to be one of his boom weeks, and Shane's going to need it if he's going to topple Goliath.
Phil, always stuck in the 90s. We're still playing in Oakland.
They're not playing in Oakland anymore?
They're not playing in Oakland.
No, they're in L.A.
That must be recent.
Phil, just grinding those Steelers 3 yards in a cloud of dust days.
I think we could see some points in Detroit, Dallas. So I like Amon-Ra and Laporta this week. But I think ultimately, as you mentioned, this one comes down to Sunday night with your quarterback, Jordan Love, at Minnesota. Last time these teams played, it was week 8, in the midst of a tough stretch for Love, and he threw for 229, a score, and a pick. So definitely needing to pick it up. He's been really good the last 5 out of the 6 weeks. Just that bad game against the Giants. Packers need this one for the playoffs. I think Love has a nice game.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to have the hammer there. I was looking forward to Love Mullins Sunday night for all the marbles, last game of the year. And maybe we get Love Hall in the same situation. But it'd be nice to have that hammer there. I'm going to need Love to have a nice game. He's played well down the stretch here. I'm going to need him to put up. You'd have to figure 20 plus to really keep myself in this one.
Well, you'll know by Sunday night, if it's realistic or not, that you can come back. All of these guys are going to be done by Sunday at 4 o'clock. So, if it's reasonable, I like Love. I like him in that spot, and I think he gets to at least 20. But it's gonna be known whether or not this thing's over by Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think that number, I mean, a juicy number is right around that 20-point range to give us a nice Sunday night sweat of a great championship finish. I'm hoping I can be somewhere. Obviously, got to be somewhere probably under 30 to even have a remote chance.
No thoughts of playing Trevor Lawrence, right?
There are no thoughts of playing Trevor Lawrence. I don't care if he scores 100.
Cut him.
That guy stinks.
Take the temptation away.
He'll be cut before the start of the games. He doesn't even deserve a ring.
All right, and then just the Cincinnati KC game is going to be interesting. There's a Chiefs bust or boom game coming here soon. There has to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's this week against Cincinnati. We might not see it till the playoffs.
Cincinnati's quit this year. Like they're just done.
They get the Chargers in Week 18, so that's probably the Kansas City big game. But they might not really have anything to play for at that point. All right, let's go over to the curtain. Quarterback to be named, McCaffrey at the Washington two-hand touch Commanders. Saquon Barkley, Brandon Ayuk at the Washington two-hand touch Commanders. Mike Evans against New Orleans. You got to like that. That's been a problem matchup for him for years. Isaiah Likely, Najee Harris getting slotted in, and Rashee Rice. Notably missing from the starting lineup is Devon Achane at Baltimore. Tough matchup, and Achane's not been good recently, so... I kind of agree with Ed not playing him. It's clearly Mostert's job. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, it's proven that Achane is more of a change of pace. It's Mostert's job. It's a tough spot for him. I think I agree with Ed on the Najee start. Obviously, Cooper would have been a probable start here. If he went, but I actually like the Najee start. I think tough to predict a great game from Najee, but I think you're going to be able to run the ball against Seattle a little bit, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him put up another similar effort to the one he did last week, where he had the 78 yards and a tutter. I think you can expect low double digits from Najee this week.
If A-Train goes, I don't know how you play Rashee Rice over him. There's just been so many duds from him this year. I get it. He's been okay as of late, but...
He's the best receiver on that team.
Yeah,
but that's not saying much right now.
4 out of 5 double digits and 9 targets is his least in the last 5 weeks.
He's the second best receiver because they still have Travis Kelce.
I said what I said.
Yeah, but Shane's on the podcast. Receiver means receiving yards.
I said what I said.
I had a tough time not playing A-Chain. I understand what's going on, but if it was my team, if he's healthy and he plays, he goes in there. It's not...
You got him going in over Rice or Najee?
Rice.
Okay.
I don't love Najee, but I'm looking at the weather forecast, 50 degrees in Baltimore on Sunday. It's not that cold weather we were all talking about and worried about. For this Dolphins offense, I get him in there somewhere, somehow.
All right, I disagree with you.
I disagree as well.
Yeah. but you
have... It's all right. You guys all disagree with me last week, too.
Yeah.
You all laughed. Go back and listen to it. the 23:30 mark. You all left.
I think the biggest question for this matchup on the curtain side is how much will San Francisco actually need McCaffrey and Ayuk in this game?
Yep.
There's some big season numbers in play for McCaffrey. In terms of touchdowns, I could see that being a thing that they go for. Especially not having a really reliable number two. It's been a little bit of Jordan Mason, a little bit of Elijah Mitchell. It's just not been anything to get excited about, but...
You think that's a real risk that they bench him?
I think there's a real chance he doesn't play in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
But if he does, he had a big game to get there.
Right, exactly.
So...
I see CMC as 40-plus territory. Like, the guy put up 49 in week two or three. We're playing a team, lame dunk, head coach. He knows he's not coming back. They have nothing to play for. Shanahan wants some of these records for CMC. He wants this guy to win the MVP. He's going to make a statement game this weekend.
Shanahan used to be on the Washington coaching staff, too.
Yep.
The only thing is if it's somehow a Kittle and Debo game where Kittle and Debo just go nuts, but I just can't see that happening.
We already got the Kittle game last week, which is the... I'm not seeing the Kittle gap. McCaffrey's going to have a nice game.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good game. There's no... hoping that it's not going to be... He's going to get somewhere around 125 all-purpose yards and probably score twice, so...
You got to keep those two under 50.
Yeah.
That's not... I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, then I think Shane loses.
Yeah.
Saquon, tough matchup against the Rams, so that's good for you. And obviously we talked about Evans against New Orleans. Last time they played this season, Evans had 3 for 40. It was his second worst game of the season. So you gotta like that.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the bright spots. I saw that looking at the matchups. I mean, you start looking and seeing what you kind of need to happen. And Evans having a down game is definitely one that's on my top of my list of what you need to take place. I mean, no one's really been hotter than him here over the last 2 months. He had the one real bad game against Atlanta. I'm not even sure what happened there. Did he get hurt or something? I don't even know. Just an off game. But other than that, I mean, he's scored 6 of the last 7 games and 8 of the last 10. So him and Mayfield have a just a nice connection going on. He's the back to being, or not even back to being, he's just never really left. Being a fantasy star, he's probably arguably the best red zone player in the NFL. As far as a receiving target, the guy catches touchdowns. Gonna need that one to be a slow performance. If it's gonna spin my way.
Oh my God, Mike Evans against the Saints. Look it up. That guy is just completely gone off. It's gonna be another big one this weekend. Sorry, buddy.
I feel like you're wrong there. I feel like the Saints are his worst team that he's ever played against. But, okay.
All right.
I'm not saying he's not going to have a nice game. I'm just saying I feel like in recent history, he's struggled against the Saints for whatever reason.
Yes, him and Lattimore. One of them usually gets thrown out.
Yeah, they usually fight. And they're always John. And, yeah, it's... really weird.
I do like Rashee Rice this week in Cincinnati. I think that's one to look out for, and obviously Isaiah Likely's taking a commanding role in the Ravens offense, so You're going to need some help to slay this dragon, buddy.
I agree.
That being said, let's get into our Super Bowl picks. Who do we have winning this one?
Go ahead, Phil. Let's hear it.
Man, I'm looking at this upside down, sideways, laying under a bed sheet. I just don't see it. In this case, the L in Jordan Love does not stand for love. It stands for loser. CMC, I'm telling you, I'm thinking he gets to 40 points on Sunday. I'm going to call my stone cold lock of the week. CMC outscores four starters on Shane's team. And Ed Blinn's is running away. Like, Shane's going to need Jordan Love to get 45 Sunday night, and that's not even going to come close to happening. I'm sorry, buddy. Cinderella's trying on the slipper. It's not even close. Ed, big.
You had the quarterback injury, the tight end injury for Ed. This league has tried everything they could to keep him down this year.
Except trade him Mike Evans.
But
and Saquon.
Yeah, I know. Saquon. I know. I meant like karma-ish, not actual people. Got it. Even the performances last week, like, he should have lost probably. But we haven't been able to do it. And I think the Steel Curtain takes home their third title to tie the Desert Dogs. And the trophy will not be going far. It'll just be going down the road to Ed's house.
I will say, Shane, before you make your prediction, there's a lot of really interesting storylines here. One of them is, can you ignore the running back position and quarterback position and still win a championship at the draft? If you win, that answer is yes. The other is, can you come into the key to the draft with keepers that are just absolutely worthless and have sold from the year before and just come in with the most cash and win a championship? And that answer would be yes in Ed's favor. So there's a lot of really interesting dynamics here that I'm going to be paying attention to, and I'll let you make your prediction.
Who were his keepers?
Garrett Wilson only.
Just Wilson.
And that guy sucks. Although he was hung out as keeper bait that somebody thought was worth a damn.
Yeah, so
if you don't give us this prediction in a minute and a half, I'm going to have to pause it and restart it. So,
yeah, so a lot of interesting stuff here. Need McCaffrey. Need to keep him under 30. Like you said, can't afford to have the 50-plus game from him and Ayuk. Going to need a down Evans game. Going to need Ed to pick the quarterback spot wrong. I'm going to need to win that one pretty handily. I've loved my team all year. I've downplayed how good my team is. I think it's really good. I just think I'm going to need a lot to go right. I'm going to need to get off to a nice start with the Lions on Saturday night. Probably need 25-plus from LaPorta and Brown. The only thing I'm thinking that I'm really going to be able to save me, I'm going to need either Moore or Pickens is going to have a big game. Not the two guys you really want to count on, but it's going to have to be one of those two. That being said, I think I come up just short. I think it's going to be very close, actually. I think this matchup has the potential to be really close. Ed gets me by less than 10.
Yeah, I think that's a sound prediction. And looking forward to see it play out. You guys are both tilters. It should be fun getting text messages all week, all weekend. So, thank you guys for being a part of this podcast this season. It's been fun. And we're going to cut this off just so I don't have to pause it And it's been a great season. A lot of fun. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next year.